Hello everyone, I'm Kusum. I'm a community manager at Social Charm, and today we will be talking about mastering ASO with an industry leading expert, Frank Eno. So we'll just wait a little bit to gather up our audience and then we can get started. Hi, Frank, how are you?
Hi there. Hi, thanks for hosting me on this space. I really appreciate it. Hope everything is fine with you. And I'm fine. I'm fine, actually. It's early in the morning. I'm an early bird, so I'm pretty fine.
No worries.
Hi, Frank. It's amazing to hear you that you're doing good. Actually, I'm just waiting for my co-host, Kusuma Wan. Once she had joined, we can just start with the
today's
session. And we hope you're doing good. And this would be a really great session having you.
Hold on a second. I couldn't hear you well. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you very well. I'm just asking, can you just introduce yourself?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. Okay. So, I am actually a game developer in these last 2 years. I was born as a mobile app developer. So, my career started in 2013. By building a few mobile iOS app templates, you know, and I put them on sale on the Envato marketplace called Canyon.net. I don't know if you ever heard of it. You know, it's a pretty big marketplace, you know, where you can sell anything you want related to code, you know, even HTML or WordPress themes, you know, and I was selling iOS app templates, you know. And I always wanted to make games, but I also had to support my family. We are my wife and four kids here, you know. So that job was remunerative by that time. You know, I was earning pretty well. So I was like, okay, I will just participate learning how to make games with Unity and stuff when the right time will come. The right time came during, unfortunately and fortunately, at the same time, during the COVID-19 pandemic. Okay, so that business was going slower, you know, not pretty well as the years before. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to invest time and effort on finally learning Unity and trying to get into the gaming industry. So I'm a fast learner and I've actually learned everything I needed to build a first trilogy of games, you know, but I wasn't experienced with ASO, the topic of this space, actually. So not that they went bad, but, you know, the income I was getting from those little games, you know, they were simple games, you know, escape room puzzles, you have to solve riddles to open doors, you know, weren't going, the income wasn't enough to support my family. Finally, I got the idea of my mystery box games. I built the trilogy, I've learned a lot, getting better with Blender, you know, Unity, and I've also learned how to perform App Store optimization, so ASO properly, and that was actually the key. And thanks to ASO, now I get something like $3,000 or $3,500 dollars a month from my games. So that's really nice.
Yeah, that's a new thing in the industry, and it might have helped a lot of gamers out there to just expand their work and do. Let the people know about their work. Before jumping into ASO, I really wanted to know about the mystery box series.
What was the
ideology
behind it?
So how you founded it, and can you tell me a bit about it?
Yes, I can, but you know what? There is a problem, I guess. When you speak, I hear another voice in the background, so I really cannot understand exactly what you said. I'm sorry, can you say it again?
Yeah, I was just saying that
Yeah, I was just saying
before
that can you
jumping
just
into
let us know
ASO,
about your game,
I
Mystery
really
Box
wanted to
series?
know
Like, I
about the
played
Mystery Box
myself, but
series
can you
because
tell our audience
this
what's the
is the
ideology
foundation of
behind
lore,
it and
and
how does it
how do you
work?
have founded it, and like what was the bid and ambitions to start that?
The ambition to start that, my gaming journey, well, that was because I love puzzle games, escape room games. And as I said before, I always wanted to do that, but I didn't have the right time and the right, not money, because that was fine actually, but you need a little bit of time to do ASO and also build games. You know, building games is very funny, in my opinion, but it's harder than building mobile apps, you know, even social network apps, photography apps, whatever it is, or even web development. It's harder because you have to deal with a lot of things, you know, app icons, assets, design, 3D design if you build 3D games, the code, the scenes, you know, and a lot of stuff that are involved more than web development. Once you create your page and you see that it works fine and it looks fine, that's it, you know. And also,
Yeah, exactly. It looks like a lot of work. So you have been doing it all by yourself?
yeah, all by myself. I'm
That's big.
yeah, I've got good skills with Photoshop also, you know, during the years, and in these last 2 years, I've got better in Blender and Unity. You know, I'm a fast learner actually. If I love, you know, this job coding and making games and using Unity,
Yeah.
so that comes easily for me.
Wow, that's much impressive. So that's great that you have been doing all the work by yourself, because in the start of the developing something, it is like you need a lot of help from different people to develop the things for you or to work for you. But it's great that you have been working all along for yourself. So can you tell me about ASO? Because I am new about like in this thing, I don't know about it. So can you describe a bit what is ASO and how you help it to get a successful mobile game?
So, ASO, App Store Optimization, you know, that's the meaning, is something that it's the key, you know, to get your game discovered. So, the good news is that the mobile app stores, so mainly the iOS and the Apple and the Google Play stores, but there's also the Amazon store too, you know, that we might consider later, but the main stores are the iOS and Google Play stores, are a great opportunity to get your projects and apps and even games, of course, in my case, discovered, because you know everybody has got a smartphone. You know, not everybody has got a, I don't know, PlayStation or Xbox. You know, they are pretty expensive consoles, but everybody in the world, almost everybody, you know, has got a smartphone. So the chances for you to get your game discovered are higher than if you build them for even PC or consoles like PlayStation and Xbox. Okay, so here's where ASO, App Store of Innovation, comes in. What you have to do is to basically design, first of all, a good icon. Okay, so because the first thing that users see when they browse the App Store, either the iOS or Play Store, is the icon. They don't even read the title, the name. You can have a gorgeous name for your app, like, you know, win $1,000 if you click here, but people will not click there if the icon is not attractive, first of all. Second place, even if it goes along with the first place, which is the icon, is the screenshot. The first two screenshots of your app or game are crucial, you know, are the key, because that's what users, the eye of the users go after watching the icon. Okay, it's just an instant, but you know, first impression, the icon. An instant later, they check out the screenshots, and if there is a video preview as a first screenshot, that's absolutely great, you know, because they watch it, it's like 30 seconds long, you know, and that's enough to understand what the game does. Then, if they are interested to your game, you know, if you got their attention, actually, and they're like, oh, I think this game looks cool, you know, so let me check the details. So second step, they click the icon and get into the store details page, you know, where you can all see, check out all the screenshots, see what's new, and read the description. Many people don't read the whole description. So the another ASO technique is to write the first two or maximum three sentences the best way you can to, again, capture the attention of your users. Okay, do you follow me so far?
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay. So that's the third step, you know. You have to write a captivating sentence like, don't write something like, this is the best game you ever played, because, you know, people will be like, I don't think so. No, you know, just be genuine and, you know, polite and nice, you know, like if you love puzzle games, this one may be for you, okay? In just talking about puzzle games, you know, or exciting adventure about this and that, you know, just never mention that you're the best, you know, or this is the best app or play that you ever downloaded, because that's not going to work. Then you write the description, whatever you want. You know, you can make it as long as you want. And for the iOS App Store, the fourth step, important thing to do, is the keywords. So they allow you to write 100 characters. Escape,
so do you mean by
room,
keywords,
comma, casual, you know, whatever you want, you know.
Yeah.
And you have to write 100 characters of keywords related to what your game is about, basically, you know. But that's not enough. So actually, I do everything on my own with, in terms of design, coding, you know, preparing the game, assets and all this, and publishing the game, you know. But what I use to perform ASO the best way is a tool called AppRadar, you know. And I'm not affiliated to them, but I'm just referring them because it's a great tool, you know. Cheap price, actually, affordable prices, you know. Where you can also check your competitors' keywords, you know, and you can see that sometimes keywords don't match exactly the purpose of your game, but still your competitors rank high with that specific keyword. Let's make a practical example. You want to play a running game, and one of the keywords that performs well is a portfolio, let's say. You know, and you're like, well, it doesn't make sense. You know, it's not related to a game and not even to a running game. But for some strange reason, you know, that we don't know actually, because the algorithm is a mystery for us, you know, the iOS and Google Play algorithm. So maybe because portfolio is a very well searched keywords by this time that you're setting up your keywords, you know, this week. The portfolio, I'm just making an example, the portfolio keyword ranks high. So if you set it for this week or 2 weeks in your page on your iOS App Store page, that's what I mean, you can have a chance for users to discover your game, even if they're browsing for something else. You know, that's another practice to do. So, when it comes to, and I'm going to conclude, when it comes to the Google Play Store, it doesn't offer 100 characters for keywords, you know, an input field for that when you are publishing your game. But keywords must be inserted into the description and must be repeated at least three times. So you have to actually have a little bit of good writing skills, you know, or ask help for that if you don't, because if you want a specific keyword to rank and be discovered in the Google Play Store, you have to repeat at least 3 times. So let's say in my case, it's escape room. So in one sentence, I put the escape room keyword in it. Then I keep writing a few sentences of description, and then I put the escape room keyword again somewhere, here and there. Okay, so that's what you have to do when you are publishing an app in the Google Play Store. It's a little bit different than the iOS Store.
Yeah, I see. It's more likely like we have SEO for the blog pages. It's like SEO for the gaming people and the game, mobile games applications. The main question, like you have talked a lot about ASO and how it has been very beneficial for you people. But what if ASO doesn't exist? Would you think that gaming, mobile games would have another place if ASO didn't exist? Hello? Hello. Hello. Hello, Frank. Hello. Can anyone of the audience tell me that am I audible or not by reacting something? Hello, Fran.
For some reason, I can't hear anything. I don't know if somebody is talking.
Hello, am I audible now?
Okay, now I can hear you.
Yeah, perfect. So my question was that you have talked a lot about ASO and how it has been helpful for mobile games. What do you feel like if ASO didn't exist, would mobile game does have the other face?
Well, I'm sure that, you know, there are a couple of possibilities. If ASO didn't exist, then I don't think even SEO, search engine optimization, would exist, you know. So that's something that must be there. But if it wasn't there, then how could we, let's say, crack the algorithm? You know, how can we get discovered, get a chance to have our apps and games be discovered in a huge market like the iOS or Play Store, where there are billions of applications? You know, you would be like, nobody will discover you, basically, you know. So ASO is a must because there is an algorithm. If there wasn't an algorithm, then a different scenario would be doing a strong marketing campaign, either a paid campaign on Google, whatever it is, or social media like I do on Twitter. You know, Twitter is free, so I sometimes make memes about my game, you know, and I promote my game here, and that's free. But it doesn't have the same impact as the ASO work, you know, that you can do to actually have your app discovered while people simply is browsing the App Store and Play Store. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I know that. So I must say that keywords play in ASO has played a very significant role. Like, for jumping into the next question, what do you think are the main factors should mobile game developers consider when optimizing their games for different devices or operating systems?
Well, as I said before, first of all, they have to take care about the assets, which are the app icon and screenshots. Okay, so that's the very first thing, because it's a digital world, so people need to like what they see first. Okay, so besides performing a good job with keywords, if you design a captivating icon and screenshots, you have a higher chance for people to actually download your game or at least check out all the details, you know, the full description and read everything and all the screenshots, okay? So if they optimize their games for different devices like PC or consoles, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation or Xbox, or even VR, because lately I'm also doing VR games for the Oculus Meta Quest store, you know, it's important to take care of the game name, app icon, and at least the first two screenshots, you know. They need to look good. And in order for you to understand what's best, you have to run some A-B tests. So it means that you create a page with this icon design and the screenshots, and you let 2 to 3 weeks go by to see how it performs, you know, because you can see the analytics, you can see that you have maybe a lot of impressions, but a few people actually not even downloaded your game, but entered the page, the details page where they can actually download the game, okay? So if that doesn't work, it means that it's not even a matter of keywords, because keywords, if the impressions are high, it means that you choose the right keywords, okay? So it's a matter of the design that you are showing to your users in terms of app icon and screenshots, okay? So that's really a crucial part, you know? In this case, what you do is just to get them Photoshop, or if you hired a graphic designer, you know, you ask them to change the icon and screenshots and see what's going on for the next 2 or 3 weeks. You know, we don't have a secret formula or trick to always rank high in searches on the App Store. You know, it's just a try and fail job. You know, so you try, if it works, okay, let's go on. If it doesn't work, okay, I have to change it. The very important thing that I do also here on Twitter is motivate. You have to be motivating. You don't have to give up, okay? So if the first 2 or 3 weeks go bad, don't worry. Change what you have to change, you know, the assets or even the title, keywords, whatever you have to change, and be patient and wait for results. That's what I've done. And actually, in about a year, I got great results. I started from scratch and from zero to, you know, then hard work paid off.
Thank you, Frank, for sharing that. You mentioned about Twitter. So my question is, okay, how can a social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram can help?
So, well, social media have a big impact, you know, on marketing. So, as I've said before, you know, social media, in my opinion, must be fun. You know, actually, if you check out the trending or viral tweets, you can see that they're not so much about technical stuff, you know. Sometimes, yeah, VS Code, for instance, or coding stuff gets viral. But what gets viral the most, you know, most trending, is something that is funny. Either a meme, or either, you know, a joke, stuff like that. Cats, you know, I hate to say that, but cats, pictures of cats, you know, get pretty much viral on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is, you know. What you have to do is to basically find a funny way to promote your game, you know. So lately what I'm doing is creating some memes, you know, some pictures where there are like two people. Like, what's the hardest thing to do in your tech job? You know, solving Java bugs. You know, fixing JavaScript bugs. No, it's playing mystery box games, you know, that's harder, you know, so people love, you know, and sometimes what they do is just click on the link of my games and try them out, you know. So social media is a free way, if done correctly and well, you know, and consistently, to actually promote your game in a very good way, actually.
That's very nice. I hope our audience can make the most of it. So, coming to my next question, how can mobile game developers ensure that their game is engaging and fun for the players? Like for Mystery Box, I've played it's like a puzzle and mystery. So, what strategy or what do you have in your mind that you keep ensure that your customers or your players are engaging and they play to the very end of the level?
Well, actually, again, there is no secret or not even formula for that, you know. So, first of all, what I suggest to every beginner game developer is that they must build what they love. Okay, so I love puzzle games, escape room games. Okay, so, and I put so much effort in it, you know, because I love that topic, that kind of game. So when I've started, I said before, I built three games that were minimal, you know, not a great graphics and design, not so much engagement, but you had to solve riddles here and there, but they were pretty simple, you know. Still, I got a lot of users to play that because I put effort on building those games. Then I've came up with Mystery Box and I've, you know, dedicated a lot of time to build such good 3D graphics. You know, all the boxes, they are unique. You know, it's not that when you see one of the levels of my game, you're like, oh, I already saw that. You know, no, you haven't, because everything is built, you know, out of creativity and it's unique. You know, I'm not saying it's the game of the year, but at least I can honestly say that my boxes are unique and you cannot see them anywhere else in on the internet or even in other games. Okay, so if you build what you love and you're active on social media, as we said before, you know, and you make people feel that you love your game, actually, and you also search for the niche of people who are actually interested to your game genre, you know, which may be casual, arcade, puzzle, running game, endless game, you know, and stuff like that, then day by day, you know, because it's there are no shortcuts, so you have to wait and keep working hard and never give up, you know. Day by day, you engage with people who give you feedback about your game, you know, because that's really important. If you gain feedback about your game, like, oh, there is a bug here and there, or you know what, I would change the background of that level into another color or another picture, stuff like that. Just mentioning something, you know, if it's a jumping game, like, you know what, I tried your game, but jumping wasn't so easy. Maybe you have to increase or decrease the speed of jumping, you know, stuff like that, technical details, you know, or even visual details that help you improve. So what you do is just get that feedback. Update your game according to that feedback, you know. So this means that you gain a user who will be happy to play your game again. Okay, and next user with this, next user with that, you know. Basically, a feedback gives you what most people want to play or see in your game. Okay, so it's really important to keep engaging your people to listen to their feedback, you know, even if they are negative ones sometimes. Well, nobody can like your work in the world, you know, so that's something you have to accept. Okay, so listen to feedbacks, to the feedback you get, improve your game according to what suggestions you get, and then little by little, you will get engaging people to your game. You know, that's the formula, actually.
Yeah, that's amazing. And as you're game is very unique, and as you have told us that you have been the one-man army, you have created all the things together by your own, so it would be a very difficulties where you have seen all the ups and downs. So you probably have done some mistakes from which you have learned, and you might not want other people to repeat that. So what are some common mistakes you want others to avoid when they're building their optimizing mobile app?
Okay, so first of all, the very first mistake you should avoid is giving up. You cannot give up, okay? Because we all started from zero followers on Twitter, from zero downloads on the App Store or whatever store, you know, even Steam or itch.io, you know, if you build PC games, you know. We all start from zero. So if after a month or two, you get basically no results, you know, but you love your game, you love what you do, then don't give up. Keep pushing, be patient and wait, okay? So that's the very first mistake. There are a lot of, in my opinion, there are a lot of great developers and creative people around the world, okay? But many of them are either too young to take risks or too old to take risks, you know, and be patient about trying to get into the gaming industry, okay? So don't give up, keep pushing, listen to feedback. And once you, talking about coding, you know, if you use Unity, in my opinion, it's best for you, because many people are like, you know what, I want to use Unreal Engine, okay, which is a great tool. I have nothing to say about that, you know, but Unity is easier and faster to learn, you know. So let's pretend you start today doing, you know, building games, you know, and doing ASO, you know, for them to get discovered, you know. Start with some simple thing, okay, and also use the simplest, the easiest tool you can use. So Unity and Blender are both free and easy to learn. So if you start now, you can get great results, you know, in about a month, you know, watching tutorials on YouTube. I also have a channel where I share some useful tips to get started with Unity and Blender, you know. Start that and build something small. Don't worry about the people you can gain, but worry about building not a perfect game, but a game you like. And do a app store optimization properly, as I've explained before, you know, keywords, app icon design, screenshots and description, okay? And wait for results and feedback. Again, don't give up. And when you write your code, try to make it, to not complicate things, you know? So write the code, a simple code, you know, a clean code, in order, because you know what, you never know if you get a collaborator someday. You know, I work alone right now, but I don't know if someday I will maybe cooperate with somebody else or hire somebody, you know, to speed up my work. So if you give your code and it's a messy code to another developer, he will waste a lot of time trying to figure out what you coded, okay? So build a clean scene, build a clean code, don't give up and be patient, you know, keep pushing, because ASO and consistency and hard work will always pay off. You know, you will get results, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not in a month, but that doesn't matter. Keep pushing, you know, if you love what you do, keep pushing.
Yeah, that's amazing. I must say those are some amazing advices, not just because like not for those who are developing the gaming app, it's for overall the people in the world who are just starting them up in their careers, or they're just putting something in any of the startup. They would really inspire from these all things, and the thing I think that they should work on that before, like if they want to work on something, if they are on these things, they can achieve any milestone in their lives. So right. Like let's just jump into the last question. I might have taken you a lot of time, but this is the last question, I swear.
No problem.
So what are Thank you so much. So, what are the amazing trends and technologies in ASO and the mobile app game development that developers should be aware of? Because you see that this is a very complicated thing. If it's all gone wrong, so we have to start it from the very start. So, what are the things you want the other developers to be aware of before starting any development?
Well, as I said before, I would I always recommend in my tweets and also, you know, my videos to, as I said before, to get started with the easiest tool available. Okay, so I get also private messages here on Twitter sometimes, like, is it Unity? I mean, is it Unreal Engine or Godot or other game development tools better than Unity? You know, what should I choose? And I'm like, you know what? Don't waste time. Get Unity and Blender. They are both free and you can build amazing stuff, even a movie, even a cartoon, you know, like, I don't know, Encanto or Shrek, whatever it is. You can build that for free, you know, if you know how to do that with those tools. But Unity and Blender are, besides being powerful tools, they are easiest to learn. So you start from zero, as I said before, and you start learning Unity, and you will be ready to build a game in maybe in less than a month if you practice every day, you know, watch a tutorial and practice and build something, you know. So that's what I highly recommend in order to get into game development. In order to get into ASO, as I said before, you can run a search on Google, you know, about ASO tool, you know, and choose, check out a few tools, you know, unless you want to go straight to appradar.com, you know. There are other tools like App Annie or Sensor Tower, you know, and anything you feel fits your needs, you know, you should choose that. And you should actually, you can start with the free plan just in the first month as a beginning, you know. But then if you subscribe to their service to get more features, you know, and more keywords to check out and competitors, comparison and stuff like that, well, it's an investment that in the long term will bring results to you, you know. So it's like you still do, as I do, everything on your own, from game design to game coding, coding the logic of the game, you know, promoting your game on Twitter, but you're still not alone because you have at least a powerful tool to perform ASO in the right way. Okay, that's what I do. In the very beginning, you know, my mistake was to just, you know, promoting my games here on Twitter, and I didn't even run Google campaign, you know, or Facebook ads or Twitter ads, you know, because I didn't want to spend money, which is fine, no problem. But I wasn't performing ASO at all because I didn't have a tool that was helping me to do ASO in the right way. So I was trying to reinvent myself and like, maybe this keyword is okay, maybe this keyword is not, maybe this icon is okay. And actually it's something that it's really hard to do alone, you know. So again, just to recap trends and technologies, I would suggest you to download Unity, Blender, and get and subscribe to an ASO tool to perform ASO the right way. Be consistent, again, don't give up, and you will really achieve great results by the right time.
I must say that, as you mentioned, it's not a very easy thing. ASO and technologies are, like, for sure, a very difficult thing, and a big hats down that you are doing this thing alone and have been managed to develop a very amazing game. Like, as I mentioned, I have been playing your puzzles game, and those are very amazing.
Well, thanks.
I say those are really amazing to play with. They're very engaging. They involve you a lot, and they're helpful for your mind as well. So those were all the questions from Social Champs. And for the audience, I'm opening up the floor. So if they have any question, they could just add that in the comment section, and I can give them the floor to speak, give them the access for the speakers, Also, we have a message from the Anthony. So, Anthony, do you want to speak or do you want me to just repeat your question you have written in the chat box? Anthony, I have sent you an invite to speak. In the meanwhile, if any other person has any questions, they could just write down in the comment, the tweet, or could just simply react. So I could give them the access to speak and they can have like a chance to talk to Frank and ask questions related to ASO and industry and game development. Probably Anthony is not with us, but his question was that he asked, since we are talking about the illusion of other platforms, console, mobile, PC, etc., can we please also inclusive of GNU Linux users? I have never heard of Oculus Store, but it's incredible to me, and I'm not impressed in using it. Can you provide game binaries regardless if games are VR or not? For all platforms?
Sure, I've read that question. You know, I've mentioned VR games because it's something that I'm doing since a few months, but I've started with mobile games, you know, 2 years ago, not with VR games. And you don't really have to get into VR games on the Oculus MetaQuest store, which is run by Facebook. Even Apple should release virtual reality device, you know, maybe after this upcoming summer, you know, but you don't have to really get into VR. There are stores like Steam or itch.io, which offer games for all platforms. You can sell your games for PC, for mobile, you know, even web games also. And the thing about Unity, the free version of Unity, you know, because Anthony mentioned also, he was asking if it's paid. No, you can pay for a subscription if you want to publish games for consoles like Xbox and PlayStation. But if you want to publish your games for PC, Linux included, okay? So Linux, macOS and Windows, Android, iOS and WebGL, so HTML5 games, all in one code, all using one code, you can do that with Unity. That's the power of that, you know. So you design your 3D stuff with Blender, as many people agree, even Anthony, and then you code once in Unity, design the scenes once in Unity, and build for those different platforms, you know, even if you want to build it, instead of getting mad with other engines that involve, you know, that where you need to code in JavaScript, you know, if you're good and you know JavaScript well, you can do that. But Unity allows you to build 3D games, you know, really faster than just putting code in code, you know. It's not all about code, but also about how you design scenes. So that's why I strongly recommend to use Unity, because it also you can build the same game with one code, you know, for GNU, Linux, Windows and macOS, WebGL, you know, and mobile platforms.
That's amazing. I think the question from Anthony's side has been pretty cleared for him. Also, we have a message from Dev Dreamer. He doesn't have any question. He just wanted to thank you for your amazing word and support. He just said you that keep up the good work, Frank. That was a very motivating development.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, so I think that's all from our side. And for me, like it was very confusing to have a like space on a very different topic, because this is a very new and this is very trending, I would say, but a lot of people doesn't know about it. So it was an amazing, incredible session, I would say, with you. You explained the things very well, that all the confusions went away, because I didn't know about few things, but the explanation you have give, the motivation you have give, I must say, I learned from it, and probably I'll work on that. Thank you so much for your time. You have been inspiration for a lot of people. You, like the one man army working for his company, and the work is so incredible that it set a benchmark. It's so amazing. Thank you so much for the time you have given us. I hope that we'll stay connected in the future also.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for hosting, you know, for having me on stage here. It was a pleasure, and I hope, you know, my explanation was clear enough, and all the people who are listening, you know, may start getting into the gaming industry today, start learning how to build games. Who knows? That would be great, you know.
Yeah, the explanation you have given, the people might get interested toward developing the game, and they might develop someday, and the credit would go to you, because you have explained the things very well that inspires people. And that's amazing. Thank you so much for the day. Have a good day or week. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. And don't forget to play Mystery Box games, okay? Give it a try.
Yeah. We do. And we suggest all the audience over here that you must try. That's so engaging. And those are the games that will refresh your mind. That's are amazing.
Thanks.
So, yeah. Have a good day. Take care.
Thank you too. Bye, everybody. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye. Take care.